on Amherst College Week. Why is the bystander effect so prevalent? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Katherine Sanderson, professor of psychology, explains it all starts deep within the brain.
We are bombarded daily with news reports of bad behavior, from sexual harassment in the workplace to racist attacks on public transportation to bullying in schools. Although it's easy to blame these acts on evil people, it's far more complicated to understand why so many bystanders fail to speak up and what role silence plays in perpetuating the behavior itself. I write about the psychological factors that lead most of us to hold our tongues in such situations. It starts at a molecular level. Cutting-edge research shows that the pain caused by social elements, such as being ostracized by people in our community, triggers a similar neurological response in the brain as physical pain. Conforming feels good, in other words, and deviating does not. This biological reaction has other implications, studies have found. Bystanders believe that speaking out may pose risks to personal safety or career advancement, to name two. Even in cases in which speaking out doesn't directly impact one's life or career, the perceived social costs of calling out bad behavior can be substantial. We fear looking foolish and feeling embarrassed and being ostracized from social groups. Such costs are what lead fraternity brothers to stay silent while watching hazing rituals, colleagues to laugh at offensive remarks, and leaders in the Catholic Church to protect abusers instead of children. Better understanding the natural human tendencies to avoid confronting bad behavior can help overcome the factors that lead to silence and inaction. We can then work to reduce bad behavior locally and globally. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, history will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
That was Katherine Sanderson of Amherst College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.